Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in,
I don't know much about this interest business.
How does interest come about?
Talk about it today. You say. Just out of curiosity, good day to you all. Jeff Bennett here on this final Tuesday of the month of May. Yes, it is Tuesday. Believe me, I have to think carefully through that because, you see, my life is day to day.
What are you going to do this weekend?
Work.
Don't you ever take time off?
No, I have no time for that nonsense. Anyway... Jeff Bennett, Protecting Your Wealth, live on RBN this day. I had a strange week last week. Tuesday, I was not in good shape. I think we had a family issue that took me away from everything, and I had to get on it and take care of some things. Thursday, I don't know how I made it through. It would appear that I was bitten on my right foot. Don't know what. It could have been a spider. We've got reclusive spiders around here. It could have been a scorpion, although I've never seen a scorpion on this particular property. Neighbor across the street's got quite a few. I don't know why he's got it and we don't, but that's how it goes. Maybe the scorpions are too smart to walk across the hot blacktop, even though it's not been that black. How I got through doing that hour program last week, I was in excruciating pain. I was not able to walk particularly well until Saturday. I have an old cane that I purchased years ago what the heck's the name of that darn place? I don't know. It's a gas station, mini market, restaurant chain that's all up and down the West Coast highways. And I was in there, and I just happened to see this absolutely marvelous cane that was a pretty heavy piece of wood. That are made in the South. Absolutely gorgeous brass handle on it. And there was some reason I had it at that point in time, maybe just because I liked it. I don't know what. But there's been times I've kept it in my vehicle, and I actually had that thing standing in the corner for a number of years. I needed it this past weekend, or at least last week. And no, it wasn't Cracker Barrel. It was another name that it's going to come to me throughout the course of this program because I always gave it a slightly altered name. I know exactly which store I bought it at. It was down in Yuma. But that's another story. Who cares? But that's what I went through, and it wasn't until Saturday I began to have no pain. I shortly after getting off the air last Thursday, what I had to actually do is I took some, Excedrin or some darn thing like that. I take three or four of them because it takes that to get rid of the pain for me. And I put some kind of an antibiotic on it. Really greasy stuff, man. I didn't like it. I'd have been probably better off to go outside and cut off a piece of aloe vera and stick it on there, natural stuff. And it just was taking forever, and I finally sat down, and I had a pair of long pants on. It's been cold here for this time of the year for us, and I rolled them up. They're cargo looking pants, but I've painted in them and all sorts of stuff. So I rolled them up, and I sat down at the edge of the swimming pool and just stuck my foot and half my leg in the water, which is still exceptionally cold for this time of the year. I get in it a couple times a week, and it's cold. I don't stay in very long, but this particular time I had to soak it, and you know what? It worked. And by Friday, things were better. By Saturday, I was okay. It had no sign that I'd been bit. I mean, I couldn't see anything. With a particular pair of sunglasses I could put on, I saw a red ring. Anyway, you don't tune in to listen to this stuff. The name of this program is Protecting Your Wealth. And I got to tell you something. I've had some interesting phone calls. A gentleman did call me last week, and I apologized to him. I don't think he's heard this program, but he was tuning into John Stettmiller's program Thursday night, gave me a call. I have not had a chance to call him back, and I will call him today. Interested in acquiring some gold. I happen to have some on the shelf, so let's see if I can get them cared for. Lovely lady back east, who I will be in touch with you a little bit later today. I've got some interesting stuff for you. And I'm climbing the walls because somebody else called me, and I cannot think of a name, and I've lost the stupid phone number and the message, the note. And called me about buying a little bit of silver and stuff, and I apologize for that. So if you'd called me later in the week last week talking to me about, I don't know what it was, $1,000, $2,000 worth of silver, do give me a call, and we'll see what we can put together. Been working on some stuff. I had to go out to one of my silver suppliers this morning and pick up some things to ship, and I had a weird thing happen, and I've dealt with this guy for 20-some-odd years, but almost every time I ever dealt with him, I would bank wire funds to him. Well, I'm sick and tired of paying the bank's fees. I got to pay a $30 fee to wire. My client on the, you know, my supplier on the other end's got to pay a fee to his bank to receive that wire. And I had two orders that were, you know, the funds came in, so I mailed him a check. Unbeknownst to me, he does not handle the checks. He's got an accountant in-house that does, probably Carolyn, and I will talk to her. And was not aware of the fact that he'd been paid for this other order. And he's so apologetic. He said, well, I know you. Your account's clear. You've got money on account. I said, no, I don't. The money on account's to pay for an order you should have shipped a week ago. And so, Scott, I do apologize, and it's all being handled today. But as I share with you in the text this morning, unfortunately, the silver does come from a different address, so that's why you will be getting two packages. It just depends on what I'm able to get, and certain things I cannot get through some of my even big suppliers. And some interesting packages we've had. We've got an interesting package we'll talk about a little bit later. A little bit of a political side note. I've had, in one form or another, this website that is now called MorganaPreciousMetals.com. And this past January, I began a major migration of all five of my websites to a allegedly faster and more secure server. Now, what it meant is that GoDaddy, who's my provider for all my sites, we've dealt with them for 20 years. I liked it better when Bob had the place. It was a little bit more customer service oriented, far easier to get along with. They've got idiots over there now, and I'm having some intense fights with them. But over the course of the last week or so, the Morgana Precious Metals site has become excruciatingly unreliable for me. I'm having a difficult time loading stuff that should take me minutes to get done is taking me an hour to an hour and a half. The thing doesn't want to open right. It shuts down almost instantly, saying expired time. There's an issue going on at their end or within the bounds of the site. They're going to have to clean it up. But I did publish a few things there over the weekend. But I've had this site a long time. Prior to this, it was called Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. I don't remember before that it was called FlyingEagleGold.com. I wish to God I'd have kept that name because it was a much starker, more understandable name. Well, I can get Flying Eagle Gold back, but it's going to cost me a few $1,000s to do it. I'm not going to play that game. But the point I'm bringing up is I used to have about 30 various links that I would use to draw appropriate financial information from to, you know, let people know the reality of what was going on out there. As time has gone by, some of those sites have disappeared. Other sites have become more political and less financial. A perfect example is Jesse's Cafe Americano. I am appalled how in the last year that site has become more and more political, i.e. anti-Trump. They're dealing more with political issues than they are with the economic issues. I've got another site that I've gone to for a long time called silverseek.com. They're a waste of my time now because they're not posting articles or information of any worthwhile. Everybody's beaten the whole stock market and the bonds. So I get up this morning, and about an hour ago, I started going through some of my trap lines, so to speak, to put some things together for this program. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this headline. Now, the sub-headline is, "Another dead cat bounces and dies." Okay. But here's the headline. And then I have to read you the one after. Well, let's give you the other one first. Unmistakable whiff of recession. A whiff? What kind of language is that? I mean, that sounds like something out of a fairy tale. Remember that word. Then I get to the other headline above it. S&P gives up early gains. Trannies tank as dollar and bonds bid. I'm sorry. The way these headlines strike me, you know, how many colors do you have in your rainbow flag? I'm sorry. I'm not interested in whether the trannies are tanking or not. Well, maybe it's a different kind of tranny. Are they talking about 3 or 4 speed trannies? When I was a kid, we called them trannies. Nobody used the word transmission. This is the kind of nonsensical headlines. And I swear to God that those who were writing this stuff, and I want to see what this actually is all about. I didn't even open that. It's just the headline. And that's the whole point. The headlines are written to draw attention to whatever. Another overnight lift-a-thon and opening ramp. Oh, God. Would you stop it with the pop-up ads? Get out of here. An opening ramp has ended prematurely with the S&P 500 just going red on the day, joining small caps and trannies deep in the red. Well, they still haven't told me what a tranny is. I mean, I know that there's a lot of discussion that look, some years ago during the, you know, the 08 crisis and all this nonsense that was going on and the bank failures and the automobile manufacturing failures and the whole nine yards, and General Motors stood in line and took money from the feds twice, which means you and I. Chrysler got in so deep that they just had to give it up. And Lee Iacocca was the only saving grace that that company ever had. And look, I've owned some great Dodge trucks. Oh, man. But we're talking stuff from the 70s, 318, you know, with a 3-speed on the floor with a 4-speed granny gear. But the 318 engine, but these were government trucks. So although there were half tons, the rear end was geared for a 3/4 ton. These were step side beds with oak floors. And I'm going to tell you something. Those things would haul, baby. I didn't need 4-wheel drive. Never did I need 4-wheel drive. First of all, if the weather that got that bad, considering where we lived in the country, I'd just back that truck up next to the 70-some-year-old stone farmhouse that I had. I'd get up on the roof and shovel some snow off in there. Never had any need for 4-wheel drive up there. Where was I living? Parks, Arizona, right on the original Route 66, which nearly 20 years before we moved in there, 1962, my good friend that I grew up with back in Northbrook, Illinois, went to school with, we're on the track team together, he and I had a photo studio together. We would take photographs, we had our own darkroom. Enlargements, the whole nine yards. It was great. He and his family had driven from Chicago to L.A. on Route 66. Directly, because there was no I-40 going through there. He literally passed what would someday be my house. We had no idea. Interesting stuff. How I got off on that, I don't know. But so here we sit. So, okay, special report, the cannabis industry's biggest day yet. Oh, what does that mean? Everybody in Congress took a little whiff of the wacky weed and got stoned? Good. Maybe they'll do something worthwhile. Stocks will wake you up to a no deal in June. Are you ready? This is the kind of nonsense we're looking at. Is this intelligence group responsible for the QAnon conspiracy theory? I'm hearing from more and more people that have got absolutely no trust in this QAnon stuff. People that normally would follow that stuff very closely. Well, we never did get to the answer what they meant by trannies, because that article has now been replaced. Here it is again. It popped up again. I still don't get it. What am I missing? Bonds have been bid all day. Break evens are slumping. The dollar is ratcheting higher. The dollar is ratcheting higher. That is a headline that does not affect me in the least, because it's a numbers game. The inflation reports are coming out. We're not doing well, folks. You know, you remember when they rewrote the entire cost of living index nonsense, the inflation things, there were two things that were removed from it: food costs and fuel costs, the two things that affect us the most. And I read a piece over the weekend, which I unfortunately did not keep, that talked about what's happened to our food costs in this country. They have exploded. In many cases, they're 60% higher than they were just a few years ago. And so we're supposed to buy it if there's no inflation. The dollar's getting stronger. Don't talk to me about the dollar getting stronger until it recovers the 98 cent per dollar loss that it's had in purchasing power. Then you've got something to talk to me about. Beyond that, it's pure nonsense, people. Absolute pure nonsense. Let's take a look at some market reports. Dow Jones Industrial off 103 as we speak, down to 25,480. S&P 500 is off nearly 12 at 2014. NASDAQ down about 9.25, about nine points right now at 76.28. Global Dow off 14 at 29.37. Understand, I round these off because typically it's just a few pennies here and there. Gold down 570 today. That's good. I got a guy out there who wants to buy some gold. Let's take advantage of it. Oil up 36 cents today, but it's still below $59 by one penny. It's interesting because over the weekend I was out driving and I noticed gas prices had dropped precipitously. They were down about 15 cents. Happened pretty quick, didn't it? No, it didn't really. That's in reaction to something that happened 2 weeks ago in the barrel of oil price wars. And yet there's advertisements on television right now. Oh, no. We're the largest producer of gas and oil in the world. Why are we paying such outrageous prices? Oh, that's right. Most of it's taxes. How exciting. What? Sports Illustrated has been sold for $110 million, probably to some Islamist group that won't even put half-naked women on the cover of it once a year anymore, unless they got a hijab on or whatever they call those things. Well, that's kind of the nature of that beast from the market standpoint. We're going to spend a little bit of time, and I got to tell you, there's weird things we published at Morgana Precious Metals. Yeah, I'm going to have to get on with Go Day today and raise a big stink. What are some of the other headlines we saw over the weekend that kept popping up? And they were interesting. Just bear with me. Got to open some things up here. Young people blame climate change for their small 401k balances. Well, wait a minute. Most of you people, like Lori Rodriguez, age 27, a communications professional in New York City, is not saving for retirement. And it isn't because she can't afford to, it's because she doesn't expect it to matter. Like many people her age, Rodriguez believes climate change will have catastrophic effects on our planet. Some 88% of millennials, a higher percentage than any other age group, accept that climate change is happening. 69% say it'll impact them in their lifetimes. Engulfed in a constant barrage of depressing news stories, many young people are skeptical about saving for an uncertain future. Of course they are. They've been raised to think if you want it, buy it. Stick it on a credit card. It doesn't matter. We're going to talk about that in a little while. Uh-oh, here we go. We're back to the tranny story again. Here's how much more it'll cost you to buy a home in a gayborhood. A gayborhood? What kind of garbage is this? Who's coming up with these words? The premium to buy a home in a gayborhood can be almost four times the typical home value for that metropolitan area, according to a new analysis from real estate website Zillow. Across the country, there are 10 major cities, including Philly, Houston, and Charlotte, where home values in gayborhoods are double the average for the city overall. Wow. God. These are the kind of headlines that you're seeing on financial sites, people. Russia accelerates its de-dollarization process, adding more gold bullion. Just like Poland, Hungary, China, India, Turkey, Russia, etc., they've all been active buyers in the gold market. What do? We sit here picking our golden boogers out of our nose every night. Is this offensive to you? It's designed to be that way, people. There's times I get borderline offensive to kind of wake you and shake you. Here's a story about food inflation, not 60%, 40%. The CPI is underrepresenting food inflation by 40%, chronically misrepresenting the price of products in the food basket. The gap between the government price and the world price ranges between 14 to as much as 64%. Forget this, a pound of white bread. Yeah, we're paying. You know, I've noticed this. I have certain types of bread that I like to buy. One of those bakeries is apparently going out of business. I can no longer find their bread anywhere, and I loved it. But I've noticed even the cheap bread at Walmart. I mean, real garbage, low-end stuff, 88 cents a loaf. I wouldn't pay you 8.8 cents a loaf for that stuff. Uh-oh. A congressman wants to ban the Bitcoin because it threatens the Fed. It's the announced purpose of the supporters of cryptocurrency to take that power away from us. The advantage of crypto over sovereign currency is solely to aid in the disempowerment of the United States and the rule of law. No, it has to do with the disempowerment of the people all over the world, whatever forms of currency they use to buy their goods. I read something earlier today that they expect Bitcoin to slam through the $10,000 mark sometime today. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. I don't even care. A little bit of coin got me down. Old Burl Ives song, more or less. Bubblicious. Ugh. Market sends scary signals. Atlanta's Fed GDP now forecasts anemic 1.3% growth. Yeah. U.S. stocks have now fallen for 5 weeks in a row. The worst stock market streak in 8 years. 8 years. Oh, that takes us back to the bad boy time. We haven't seen stock prices slide like that for a very long time. And if it keeps up, we could be looking at an avalanche. And there's more calls for reducing finance rates, mortgage rates on homes. They're not selling as well as they should be, kids. U.S. manufacturing slumps to a 9-year low during the month of May. All economic data pointed to a slower 2019. One of those bits of data is from the manufacturing industry. U.S. manufacturing growth is at a 9-year low this month. Pretty terrible sign for our volatile economy, is it not? I don't often spend time elaborating more than what I've just shared with you as relates to headlines and basic synopsis. If you have serious interest, because you've got something to protect or you've got, you know, a wide range of concerns. Protect, number one, is your family. Can you keep the roof over the head? Can you keep the food in the freezer and the pantry, et cetera, et cetera? I used to be able to get out there and put 30, 40 posts a day on this site. It's not as easy any longer. Way too much stuff trying to literally pump up what the Fed is up to. Some other interesting posts that we've published at Metropolis lately, or I'm sorry, Morgana, Precious Metals. A very interesting piece, which I think I briefly talked to you about last week, about George Washington's error in the corruption of banking. He kind of got conned into doing something that he shouldn't have done, which is he allowed the National Bank, so to speak, to come into existence in this country. And when you read the history of it and who was behind it, it's like, oh my God, it's Weishaupt again. Oy vey. A piece that I've been sitting on for quite a while that I've never really had the chance to read until the other day. I don't know why. I had it sitting there off to the side of my computer in one of my folders, thinking that someday I would do it as a broadcast. The problem is that it was translated from the Italian, and there's, you know, a fair number of typos in it or misunderstandings of the words that were being used, but the basic gist does not change. It was written by a man named Bernardo Davanzati, spoken in an academy before a group of learned people. It's quite a history lesson. Remember, contrary to what you're being told, the truth is always the truth. You see, it would seem that throughout history, there were those who understood the importance of money, specifically hard money, gold, silver, copper, the like. And so what I've posted up here was a kind of a brief introduction as to what was being put before you, the reader, the participant, etc. I'm a history lover because I am absolutely convinced that we can learn how not to make the same mistakes again if we look back and follow the lessons of history. It's a very lengthy piece written by Bernardo Davanzati. It's called A Discourse in Coins, presented live in the year 1588. 1588 to 16, 17, 18, 90. This thing is over 500 years old. And he talks about gold and silver, hard money, specie. It's wild. Stick around. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, huh?
And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can. For a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand. Oh boy, the only things that I understand.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Some people in the street who do not have a job or nothing. The bottom falling out, all the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts. Well, you know the bottom's falling out, all the people slipping through the cracks.
Oh, baby, the bottom fell out a long time ago. Don't start talking about slipping through cracks. We have a auto glass plates out here in Arizona. I don't know, maybe they're around the country. I don't know. You know, when your windshield breaks on your car, your vehicle, whatever the case may be, and they want to come out and replace it, as these companies offer you $140. Sign up, we'll give you $140 cash refund, which means that they're grossly overcharging the insurance companies. We've got a glass package, which means on our vehicles, we need a windshield. We don't have to pay to replace it. No deductible, no nothing. Their advertising logo is, show us your crack. Well, apparently somebody's kind of got them to modify that. Now it's, We want to see your cracks. Come on. How low can we go in this country any longer? This folk before the break made reference a couple of times to various things. And there are times that I come across pieces that are well written. This particular one was not really well written. It was written by a somewhat novice, a guy that's got some basic, simple understanding of things that we're going to talk about for a short while here today. And by the way, get out your paper and pencil. If you've been interested in acquiring some something of value, you know, the stuff that the Turks and the Indians and the Chinese and the Russians are buying, we're too stupid to buy it. If you've been looking at leaning in that direction, we've got some interesting offers today, and we'll talk about it here shortly, but I want to move on through this. There's a piece that was, I probably picked it up on Facebook or something at one point in time, written by an individual by the name of Colin Erickson. Now, I don't know Colin. It's taken me over a year to a year and a half. It's been sitting there in one of my text files ready to be addressed. It was a pain in the butt because it was so poorly punctuated. A few minor words I've changed in it. But every single sentence ended with an exclamation point. I mean, just somebody who came from the education world of pure hell. But the premise of what he talked about was so good that not only is it posted at Morgana Precious Metals, right at the top of the page, I believe, it's called Simple Simon on Wicked Debt Fraud. Now, the Simple Simon means it is this simple. Colin begins by saying the one and only answer to the debt problem is to declare it null and void because of fraud. It is fraud because it is mathematically impossible to ever repay. It cannot be repaid because the interest is never created on the loan, and that is fraud, and fraud voids all. If we don't void all out of thin air debt, the bankers will own almost everything, and we will be homeless slaves. Well, we're already slaves. The obvious thing is how many of us are heading toward homelessness? Ah, God, how I would love that. Yeah, no more responsibility in this. Just give me a pickup truck with a nice camper on the back end that I can sleep in and cook out of and everything. I just travel the country and hell with it. Well, we're getting away from the focus here. Colin says they, meaning the bankers, have a license to counterfeit. Can I counterfeit the money to repay a loan? Why not? If we even attempt to repay an impossible debt, that's the national debt, all we do is show our ignorance. The way to fix this mess is so simple that even a third grader in the old days could have figured it out. We void the fraudulent debt. Everyone keeps all the items they have that has so-called debt on it. And then we start to use debt-free currency. You know, the simple things, gold, silver, you know what I mean. Then we'll have a robust economy like never before. It's either that or we just continue with status quo and let the banksters steal it all. Colin says, I was in about the third grade when the news was talking about the national debt, and I asked my dad, why do we owe money, or who do we owe money to, and who could possibly be richer than the United States, and where did they get that money? And my dad took a swig of his beer and said, we owe it to ourselves. Third grade. The kid says, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. It's like me borrowing from my right pocket and setting fire to the interest and putting the rest in my left pocket. He said this was about 1972, but Dad was wrong. We owe it to international bankers running the biggest Ponzi scheme on earth known as the Federal Reserve System. And yes, it really is this simple. The bankers have a shoe in on all loans they make. All they got to do is stop lending and then start foreclosing on all debts, meaning they now own everything that has a debt because they've got a license to counterfeit. And so we, one, keep getting fleeced by continuing to pay the fraudulent scheme, or secondly, we declare all out-of-thin-air debt null and void because of fraud, and we keep everything we've got so-called debt upon. The age-old story we've heard, you know, you think you own your home? Because you paid it off, even. You don't own squat. If you don't follow the rules of the taxmeister, you don't pay the tax on that place, they take it from you. You don't pay your quarterly or semi-annual fee to your homeowners association, bang, they come take your house from you. Oh, yeah. Most folks just don't get it. Every car and boat and house and machine and tool and farm, etc., has already been paid for by the fraudulent paper. So nobody loses. We sure as hell can't give it to the bankers. Let them steal it. Doesn't matter if you want to reduce the debt, 99%, it's still unpayable. So when we void the fraud, this would be the ultimate fresh start for everyone. So you can take this off Morgana. You can share it if you want the solution to the world's problems. If not, everything will continue to get worse until we have honest debt-free money, gold and silver. And there's plenty of it to be had. Don't let them kid you. Just divide the paper currency or the FRNs by the gold and silver, and you've got the value. No matter what it comes to per ounce. Then we'd be happy to work for, maybe a 1 ounce silver coin a day. Because a 1 ounce silver coin, or real money, would buy what $100 to $200 did before the reset. Think about it. This is what Scripture, by the way, calls the Jubilee. Wicked debt and the amount and size of the debt has nothing to do with it being mathematically impossible to pay this fraud. It's so wicked that even a $10 loan is a Ponzi scheme. And let me share with you how. $10, real simple. So I'm the new bank's first customer. They refer to me as Mr. Chump. I borrowed $10 at 1% interest. I now owe the bank $10.10. But all the money in the world is $10. The 10 cents doesn't exist, so someone else has got to borrow some so-called money. And I got to find a way to get 10 cents from them so I can repay my loan. Now, assume for a moment that they borrowed $10 also. Now, I somehow get to get 10 cents from them to pay my loan back, but now this guy's short 20 cents to pay his loan. Now you can see how a $100,000 house will cost you $265,000 to pay off because you've got to pay $165,000 in interest. Nothing more than a gigantic Ponzi scheme, isn't it? Multiply that example by millions of people in this country and you can see how it turned into the monster debt we see today. For the loans that don't get repaid, multiple people have to default on their loans for you to pay off your loan. Maybe this helps you, or confuses you, to understand why we have a rapidly growing homeless problem. Of course, in places like L.A. and Francisco, they've got a pretty poopy deal going on there. They don't even have somebody to clean up the piles of poop on the streets of San Francisco. God, Carl Malden's got to be turning over in his grave. The bags of garbage, the filth, the videos of people dropping their pants, taking a dump on the public sidewalks, right by a lamppost. That way they can at least lean up the lamp against the lamppost while they're depositing their load. This leads to massive health issues. I watched a video of Ben Carson testifying before Congress and some woman tries to rake him over the coal, he just backed her so far into a corner. He says, "Oh, you know, these children are all, you know," he's talking about not making public housing available to illegal aliens. And of course, the argument from the Democratic bimbo up on the dais is saying, "Oh, but wait a minute, these are 55,000 American citizens. They're talking about the children. Parents came up here, dropped a two-legged, four-legged load across the border, which gave them the anchor to stay here. And, oh, mommy and daddy get to stay too, so now we're taking care of all that." He says, no, you're not reading what I've proposed. You're not listening to a thing I've said. He said they would have a period of three opportunities. They can, you know, stay for an extra 6 months. They can do it for two more six-month periods while they get their affairs in order, whatever the case may happen to be. And of course, this woman didn't want to hear this. All she wants to hear is what she wants to hear and pitch this crap to the American public, etc. Well, think about the homeless children and their families, all of whom are 100% American, ex-military people who had great jobs for many, many, many years. And although we've got this great explosion in so-called jobs in this country, they have no jobs. They can't pay. They can't keep their homes. They've lost everything. Well, we're supposed to take care of the illegal invaders. Yeah. We got a growing homeless problem. That is a wicked debt money system that we must declare void. Now, you can understand why it's taking me time, and it's still got a confusing bent. The guy's got the basics of it down, but he's not going far enough. But it's okay. The teasers are important. Now, let's talk a little bit about interesting offering we've kind of put together. And please understand something. Just because I come on the air once, sometimes twice a week, and make an offer available, it doesn't mean it's the only thing we have access to. I work for you. I don't work for RBN, although RBN certainly will participate in the so-called profits or whatever of the sale of any precious metals that's done through Morgana Precious Metals. RBN gets a portion of that. That's how we assist in the support. You're supporting the network in that way, but you're getting something physically in exchange that will last you a considerable period of time. Pray God you'll never need it. But if you do, it's there for you.
I don't want that gold and the silver stuff. You know, the market's moving down, and I do that.
Good. Then why don't you just wait until gold hits 18, 1900, 2000 an ounce, silver hits 60, 70, 80 bucks an ounce. Then you'll call up, and I'll make a lot more money. And, you know, you get the point. It's called preparation. I talked to a lady in Florida last night. She's not concerned so much about her. It's what she leaves behind to whom. Obviously, gold and silver markets have been very strongly manipulated. That, you know, they could care less about those who own physical. They've written us off long ago. Their whole argument is because what they do is basically manipulate the spot figures, which more or less controls the COMEX and the paper gold and silver markets, etc. And I'm not going to bore you with all that. But my conversation with this lady was interesting and unique in a number of ways, but most of it came down to her prime reason. She doesn't want so-called rare coins. Oh, she's had somebody take her down that path before. She's looking for something that is priced fairly. She's looking for a bullion-type product. We began to discuss junk silver, which I'm not a big fan of any longer. If I had it, I wouldn't throw it away. But you've got to find somebody who understands the value of U.S. minted coin products. Dimes, quarters, nickels, half dollars, etc., etc. but predominantly the dime, the quarter, and the half dollar, and in some cases the silver dollar. 90% silver content. But junk silver can lead to some other issues today. You've got to find somebody who understands exactly what it is you're trying to barter and trade with, whether you're trying to buy a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs and some sausage or meat or, you know, potatoes for making hash browns or whatever the case may be. Are you sure that the gentleman from New Delhi across the counter isn't going to kind of scam you out because of some garbage? You need to understand what it is you have by weight, by purity, et cetera, et cetera. So with my conversation with the lady last night, we talked about some silver items. We talked about the 10th-ounce silver rounds that we've been making available, and they are still available. We talked about silver American Eagles. She talked to me about how she had been sold some Chinese pandas. Well, we didn't get into the specific details because unlike most of these so-called brokers you call, they want to become your best friend in 5 minutes. They want to know where every penny of your investment dollars are so they can figure out a way to con you out of a large percentage of it. I don't do that kind of stuff. I work with each individual client on an as-needed basis. We try to ask some questions to possibly make some recommendations to the direction. This particular direction worked out well because what she and I finally, the lady I was talking to last night, we finally got down to talking about was the fact that, and I've been very honest with you people, the smaller fractional coins that you purchase in a bullion format, be it gold or silver, the smaller the size of that coin is, or that round, the higher the premium you're going to pay, and sometimes some pretty damned outrageous premiums. So you've got to keep those kind of things in mind. In this particular case, we settled on a couple of things. And we took a look at silver American Eagles, and my biggest problem with Eagles are we're paying a premium price for something that the U.S. Mint issues. Oh, but that's legal tender coin. Why? Because it says $1 on it? Who cares? Why would I, you know, want to have something that says $1 when I'm paying $15, $16, $17 for it? Okay? I'm paying a higher premium to buy an American Eagle. Now, in the past, she's had someone sell her Chinese pandas. I didn't get into specifics. I don't know, you know, what spot was when she bought it, what an eagle would have sold for. Oh, but the panda's this, and sometimes people pay more money for the panda. Yeah, they do, in gold, not the silver. Silver pandas don't bring more money. When it comes time to push it, they're going to get treated pretty much exactly like a bullion piece. So what we put together here, and these numbers are a little unusual. Before going on the air, spot was, where is you? Spot was $14.97. No, I'm sorry, $14.42. That was spot silver. Yeah, that's if you're buying 1,000-ounce bars on the COMEX and you're not going to be taking delivery of them. They're going to store them. And then they're going to loan them out for a price, always for a price. They're paying you a storage charge, and they're getting rental money out of somebody who's, in a quote, buying them. But it never leaves the warehouse. It's all a float game. It's garbage. So we look at those kind of things. So I said, all right, let's take a look at a few different things. We can take a look at American Eagles, silver, but I don't want to see the lady spend more money for a recognized 1 ounce bullion piece than she would pay for something like a 1 ounce 999 fine buffalo round. You know, it depicts the old Buffalo Indian head nickel, you know, from the 1930s and 40s. To me, one of the most exquisite coins we ever struck. And she had around $2,000 to spend. So if you've got $2,000, if you got half that, if you got 10 times that, we'll work with you. But this is an interesting, affordable package for a good number of people. This package, based on what spot was at the time I put this together, and maybe up a little bit, maybe down a little bit, would it net someone 127 1 ounce buffalo rounds for $2,000 delivered? I know I need to spend more time. I need to get up online before I go on the air and put the nice little pretty pictures and this, that, and the other thing. Prices, of course, are going to be subject to adjustment due to market movement. But it's a tight market. It's not moving, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50 cents a day, nothing like that. It goes up, it goes down. It's holding fairly firm. This time of the year, it does. Not a lot of activity in the summertime. But things can change. 127, newly minted, fresh, pristine. These are not ones that are mixed date and they're all scummed up and any of this nonsense. We're talking about tubes, as a rule. So, and typically 20 come to a tube. So you're picking up an extra 7 ounces. All right? It's the 1 ounce, 999 fine, pure silver Buffalo Hit rounds. $2,000. If I can be of help, and this silver kind of a deal is what you're looking for, maybe you've got less money to spend. Maybe you've got more to spend. Maybe you're looking for some suggestions, some advice, some stronger options. We'll do that for you. I will work with you on every bit of that stuff. I work for you. I don't work for myself in that respect. Your money comes first. I don't play with it. You can reach me either through email by going to MorganaPreciousMetals.com. Down on the right-hand side, you will see Kettle Moraine Limited, our address at the P.O. Box in Litchfield Park, Arizona. Yes, I have a physical address, but I don't give it out. I don't want people showing up at my door. I do not do business. My business is run out of my home. It has been for over 30 years, okay? And you can email me through there with specific inquiries. Tell me what you're looking for. Maybe you've got a list of stuff you need to sell. We did an exceptionally good job for the lady earlier in the month. She's a very, very happy lady. You can also reach me by phone, 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. You can text me through that number. You can call, leave a message. Sometimes, for one reason or another, I may not pick that message up for 1 to 2 days. And it has something to do with a quirk on the phone. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Give me my old 3G BlackBerry. I would get a visual when I had messages. A flashing light. Okay? Didn't tell me if I had, you know, phone calls or messages or voice or text or whatever. But I knew something was there and I had to go find it. I don't get that with this other phone. It sucks. 602-799-8214. You can leave messages. You can send me a text. Let me roughly what you're looking for. We'll get with you. Now, I will be back on John's program this evening. This same offer will be extended at that point in time. But once again, it's just one little tiny piece of the pie. You let me know what it is you're looking to do, and I'll be here to work with you, okay? And somebody said, thanks. Oh, okay, I got Harry taken care of. Hey, it's been a fast hour. You guys take care of yourself. I'm getting a phone call. I'll talk to you on Thursday, or I'll see you tonight. Take care. Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is our